Where is Pumpkin this evening?
Oh, she's ill, Chairman, said Mameha.
What do you mean? Won't she be here at all?
No, not at all, Mameha said, and it's a good thing considering she has the stomach flu. Mameha went back to talking. I saw the chairman glance at his wristwatch, and then, with his voice still unsteady, he said,
Mameha, you'll have to excuse me. I'm not feeling very well myself this evening.
Nobu said something funny just as the chairman was sliding the door shut, and everyone laughed. But I was thinking a thought that frightened me. In my dance, I'd tried to express the pain of absence. Certainly, I had upset myself doing it, but I'd upset the chairman, too. And was it possible he'd been thinking of Pumpkin, who, after all, was absent? I couldn't imagine him on the brink of tears over Pumpkin's illness or any such thing, but perhaps I'd stirred up some darker, more complicated feelings. All I knew was that when my dance ended, the chairman asked about Pumpkin, and he left when he learned she was ill. I could hardly bring myself to believe it. If I'd made the discovery that the chairman had developed feelings for Mameha, I wouldn't have been surprised. But Pumpkin? How could the chairman long for someone so, well, so lacking in refinement? You might think that any woman with common sense ought to have given up her hopes at this point, and I did for a time go to the fortune teller every day and read my almanac more carefully even than usual, searching for some sign whether I should submit to what seemed my inevitable destiny. Of course, we Japanese were living in a decade of crushed hopes. I wouldn't have found it surprising if mine had died off just like so many other people's. But on the other hand, many believed the country itself would one day rise again. And we all knew such a thing could never happen if we resigned ourselves to living forever in the rubble. Every time I happened to read an account in the newspaper of some little shop that made, say, bicycle parts before the war and was now back in business almost as though the war had never happened, I had to tell myself that if our entire nation could emerge from its own dark valley, there was certainly hope that I could emerge from mine. Beginning that march and running all through the spring, Mameha and I were busy with dances of the old capital, which was being staged for the first time since Gion had closed in the final years of the war. As it happened, the chairman and Nobu grew busy as well during these months and brought the minister to Gion only twice. Then one day, during the first week of June, I heard that my presence at the Ichiriki Tea House had been requested early that evening by Iwamura Electric. I had an engagement booked weeks before that I couldn't easily miss, so by the time I finally slid open the door to join the party, I was half an hour late. To my surprise, instead of the usual group around the table, I found only Nobu and the minister.